Hi, it's Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Randy Goldberg and David Heath. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good. How are you?
All right. Really good and very honored to get a chance to speak to two do-gooders and money levels. Actually, this interview is a result of the Pencil Organization, who does good in the community for many, many years. Professionals... helping to organize professionals going into the schools. I've been a pencil principal a few times in my life, and it's really good stuff. And you have created a company that's all about doing good, be better. And it's called Bombass, and you've given a heck of a lot of socks away to the homeless. You've built a real strong distribution to make sure it gets on people's feet that are needed, as well as just selling a great sock, I happen to know. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So give us a little history of Bombass, B-O-M-B-A-S.
Yeah, so Randy and I were working together at a startup, and I came across a quote on Facebook that said that socks were the number one most requested clothing item at homeless shelters. And, you know, shared that fact with Randy and kind of both agreed that it's pretty sad. Something that we never spend more than a few seconds a day thinking about can be perceived as a luxury to somebody else. Taking inspiration from brands like Tom's and Warby Parker, we set out to try to help solve this problem by creating a one-for-one sock company, where for every pair of socks we sell, we donate a pair of socks to the homeless. Here we are 5.5 years later and donated almost 20 million pairs of socks.
Magnificent. That's special as special can be. Just the name of your company. How did you come up with that name, Bombass?
Yeah, so the name Bombass comes from a Latin word for bumblebee. We took inspiration from bees. We've always loved that they live in a hive and they work together to make their world a better place. So that's always been, an idea that's permeated the Bombass brand, and it's in every facet of what we do. And our tagline, Be Better, comes from that as well. So it's all related to this idea that we can work together and then something small can have a big impact on the world.
All right. Well, you picked the right our fellow neighbor here, the bee, who without with the kind of work that they do, we're really actually in big trouble. So you guys are doing really, really good. So you somehow got a call, or you volunteered, or how did it work for you both in Pencil? And then tell us a little bit about the experience that you had.
Yeah, so we have a community and giving team here at Bombass. We work really hard to connect to the organizations that are doing great work in the communities where we all work and live. And we have organizations that we work with across all 50 states, over 2,000 places that donate socks. For every pair of sock we sell, we donate a pair to someone in need, like Dave was saying. And Pencil's been one of the organizations that we've connected with, just trying to reach out to people that are doing great work in the community, people that we want to support. And we've been working with Pencil now for a while.
And so in what way do you work with them?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Rand. Okay. Yeah, so we have a dedicated team in the office as part of our kind of corporate team called the Community and Giving Team. And this is a team that was created and established to basically liaison with all of our giving partners throughout the country. And the way in which we interact with our giving partners can range from simply donating socks to giving partners. So we have over 2,000 giving partners across the country, represented from all 50 states. And then, you know, in cases where they tend to be more localized to our backyard or situated in opportunities where we might be traveling to, we tend to engage in kind of a more personal level. So Kelly Cobb, who is our VP of Community and Giving, She runs that organization internally, and she is responsible for kind of being the community liaison between our organization and, you know, our giving partners. And in some of those instances, they're local, and we try to reach out and develop a more personal relationship with them where we go beyond just donating socks. We actually donate our time. And Pencil has been one of those instances where we've taken a number of our employees on a quite regular basis to participate in they have this kind of makers class at the school that we were at. And, you know, obviously we've got an incredible amount of talent here, you know, in design and manufacturing and people who are just really talented at creating things. And so those some of our team members have gone and volunteered their time to work closely with the students on some of the projects that they're working on.
Oh, that's really great. That's really super. So, because our school systems here, in, just in the New York area, I'm mentioning about 2,000 partners, that's massively great. You know, our school system here in the New York area is quite outstanding. I mean, we have school, all kinds of schools, specific kinds of schools, you know, for specific kind of subjects. So I'm sure you found the right school for the kind of work you're doing, and so that must be quite rewarding for you.
Yeah, we work with a number of schools actually here in the city and across all five boroughs. So it's not just one. We try to find any school or organization that needs the extra help, or we try to give it to them.
So any schools in your, you know, I mentioned even before we recorded, I grew up in the shoe business, and you know, families had have sewing certain things in our lives. Is there any of the schools have, like, we used to have home ec. They would teach you how to sew a pair of socks if you had a hole. Any schools doing that you associate with or get involved with?
Well, so this school that we went to, Randy, do you remember the PS, what is it, PS-113?
PS-188.
So this makers class is kind of a modern-day home ec, where kids can, express themselves creatively through a number of different mediums. So there was a kid doing metalwork while we were there. Another person was, this girl was doing crochet. Another person was, created a podcast. Another person, did music, created things through song. So it was an interesting, it's less home ec in the sense of, like, here are skills to use for, around the house, the way that it kind of used to be, and more so using it more as a creative environment to allow the children to express themselves and learn skills that they may not have access to otherwise.
Okay, that sort of goes fitting with your sock tech, constant innovation, right? I mean, you guys are, you don't just really kind of make a little cotton sock, you make a serious sock.
Yeah,
right, you put some definitely. R&D in that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about our whole vision for the company was to make the most comfortable socks in the history of feet and really take what people have done with socks through the years and turn it on its head and figure out how we can improve the look, feel, design of the basic sock.
Well, you're doing wonderful. Happiness guaranteed. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us about your involvement with Pencil. I'd like to ask you if it's okay. We're involved with the International Day of Peace, our audience knows, which is September 21st, World Peace Day. And I've asked many people, what does peace mean to them? And if you guys wouldn't mind maybe sharing what does peace mean to you, and if you could mention your name, and that would be wonderful.
Sure.
Randy or David?
Yeah, this is Randy. I guess for me, peace means trying, I guess peace is an extension of thoughtfulness and listening. I think those facets play into the idea of peacefulness and
I think this is about an approach and a process as much as it is about a result.
Well, and this is David Heath, and peace for me means equality for all, and that means, you know, income equality, education equality, racial equality, religious equality, just getting to a place where everybody has equal access to whatever the things that they feel are most important to them.
All right, two good guys. All right, well, thank you very much. Congratulations with Bombat.
Thank you.
Congratulations with going out with Pencil, and it's an honor to speak to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Nice
bye-bye.
Speaking with you.